from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Honored to be on their show earlier today. Danny and Matt do an excellent job interviewing people.
Afternoons on the Score.
A good point from Robert in Naperville. You don't see the members of the Justice League or the Avengers all wearing the same outfit. Correct. The X-Men don't all wear an... They all have a look where you know who it is. Like, well, oh, that's that person.
They actually do wear specific X-Men uniforms, though, so it's a little different.
Here we go. I just got well actually done the X-Men. That's fine.
Take that, Bernstein!
And the 773
it's
says...
It's all out of my league.
Yeah, isn't that something?
God, I am
hey, anybody?
I no, am no sex, 10 to 2, weekdays on the Score.
All right.
I am so sorry to have missed that moment. That is
wow.
Too bad.
What a moment.
What a moment. You know who is sorry to have missed it is Lawrence. Lawrence would have liked to have well actually studs on that.
Yeah. He would have had a thought on the X-Men uniforms for sure.
Studs, that's not right.
Hey, that's why it works.
Surprised he didn't call in from Kalen DeBoer's back pocket.
That's why it works.
Is that why?
But I don't know. Who can tell these days why anything works?
It's a good point.
Those uniforms looked ridiculous. It looked like a Nickelodeon game. Right? That's what that looked like.
It just looked
like it was a game made for children.
Oh, so amateurish. I'll give it up to my buddy Dave Max Crawford, who texted me during the game and said, the American League ones especially look like they're crossing guards at an Applebee's parking lot.
Okay.
Hold on, back up. His name is Dave Max Crawford?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Hey, man, brilliant musician.
Where's the hyphen?
There's no hyphen. It's Max, and people call him Max, but it's really Dave.
Classic.
That guy's got three of the coolest jobs in Chicago. Works the
electronic. Going great, Max. Thanks
that's right.
For
there he
me.
Is. Works the electronic scoreboard at Wrigley.
Got it.
Bartender at the Metro for years and years and years.
Fun.
Horn section leader and trumpet player in Wilco, Poi Dog Pondering, and much, much more. How about that?
Pretty good lineup.
It's a pretty good lineup. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Cole.
And good baseball takes.
Yeah, and good baseball uniform takes.
A lot of W-9s to fill out there.
Yeah. Complicated.
Well, taxes are tricky.
You better be putting some money aside from those checks for taxes, buddy.
Every 3 months.
Max.
Oh, my God. What do I owe?
Hats or uniforms from the original team? Like, if we concede that Major League Baseball won't give up money, that they do these jerseys because they sell these jerseys. They make these hats because they sell the hats.
Let's back up. Do we know they sell them?
Who's buying those hats?
I said this last year about the Luis Robert jersey, and then Dustin made a point, too. Like, who's buying these jerseys?
They have
never
to sell them.
I've never seen one in the wild.
They have to sell them.
I still have my Matt Thornton All-Star jersey from, where was that, Pittsburgh? Or I can't remember what.
Anaheim?
Anaheim, maybe. Yeah.
He gave up the game-winning run to Brian McCann that day. It was awful.
My mom has a Mark Pryor one when it was at the White Sox.
See, right there. Yeah. People buy these jerseys. They would not.
But he wasn't wearing a special. Like, it was a regular jersey with the patch, right? That year?
I mean, or there was a special one. It was a black one, national across the front, Pryor on the back.
That was back when they did like the warm-up jersey.
2003.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
I know we've lost the plot a little bit.
You won't even concede the point that probably someone buys these jerseys.
Someone does, yeah.
But no, it's to the whole point of this whole thing is like, are they? But like, they should acknowledge whether or not, like, are they actually compared to the other jerseys?
Well, I'm sure Fanatics would be happy to release that information.
It's going very well.
They are $194.
on MLBShop.com.
Oh. The jerseys from last night's game?
Yeah, but don't worry. They ship for free.
What are those Authentics run? Remember that Luis Robert one?
Authentic was like $425.
Yeah. Oh my God, goodness. My goodness. Yeah.
Thanks,
and how many do they how many do they need to sell to rationalize it? They really don't need to sell that many to rationalize it because it's a licensing deal that they already have.
$194.99.
So, yeah.
Remember when it was like $125 on Majestic? You remember that?
So, to answer your question, Danny, I think...
Donnie, you're out of your element.
The hats. Go ahead and do new hats every year.
Everyone wears your jersey Homer Road and then do an All-Star Game hat with your team logo on the side or something.
Because if you are watching and you're like, oh my God, that was cool. What team does he play for again? Let the jersey do the work because it's easier to see if you're out somewhere in public or you're watching. It's just easier. To me, I think it's easier to pick up.
Okay.
You disagree? You think the hat would be easier to pick up? Which one would leave more of a mark?
I think that the hat, honestly, is the most like the way that a baseball fan represents their fandom the most often. You wear hats more often.
It's true.
It's tied to civic pride in a lot of ways, right? Like New Yorkers wear Yankee hats. Chicagoans rock your team. Sox hats are so famous everywhere around the world. I actually think the baseball hat is the most sacred thing. There's alternate unis. There's City Connect unis. There's some teams have three or four different combinations.
Sure.
So what's the Diamondbacks one that you would have to wear? You know, like not every uniform is as classic as the Cubs or the White Sox or the Red Sox or whatever.
No, that's true. The hat is most iconic. And they used to do that. There's precedent for exactly that. They kept their hats for a while they wore these godforsaken jerseys.
And I think that, so if it was me, I would say jersey and hat and give up the few million bucks and use it as a true marketing thing for the stars and the games and your teams for the other 162. But if you concede the point that they're not going to give up all the money, but Rob Manfred said, we are going to look at it, I'd keep the hat.
See,
I'd go wear your team's hat because that's the thing that people most associate with civic pride. If you love Pittsburgh, you rock a Pirates hat. Like, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Even if you're not really a baseball fan.
No one from out of the host city is going to buy the All-Star hat because it's the colors of the theme of the host city.
Yeah,
exactly.
Those hats were absurd.
They're ridiculous.
Right?
I get it. Wear it in the game, but enough.
And the broader point is like, Jarred Duran, that should be a breakout moment for Jarred Duran publicly. How many people watched that last night and have no idea what team he's actually on? They have no idea he's on the Red Sox. They're just like, oh, okay, that's Jarred Duran is his name, and he just homered. And you can barely tell what team he's on.
It's a weird thing. It's a weird, objectively strange look, and that probably shouldn't be the takeaway of four people who watch a couple hundred baseball games combined over the course of a season.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, we don't know who this guy is or what team. I mean, you guys were at a bar without sound.
I was going to say, so last night, I don't often go out, especially on a school night there, but we consumed.
You go out on Tuesdays all the time. Tuesday Tanny. They say that.
I try to.
In the River North bar scene.
Tuesday Tanny, me, Tito's, okay? And Tonic.
Yeah, exactly. No. So we watched the All-Star game like at a bar last night. We'll get to it later, but restaurant. But like when you're casually watching and you're having conversations and you got a game on, it's not, you know, not close to you and you're not locked in, you can't hear everything they're saying, all you have are the visuals. And when it's all washed out by these jerseys and everyone's like not clearly identified by their team, it's tough. You know, Shane had to tell me, if you miss the shot of Crochet, like the tight shot when he comes in the game, like, you don't know that he's in there, you know, other than if you were a Sox fan, you would know. But someone from another market wouldn't know, wouldn't care less who it is. Like, who am I watching here?
Sure.
I don't know. I can't tell.
Especially if you're missing the lineup changes, which is if you're not sitting back down on your couch after the break, you're not getting the lineup changes.
Hey, man, when Emmanuel Classy came in there to close it out with the pink hair, I'm surprised that Dustin thinks he's classy with those pink dreads, you know? But he still does, so that's good. But, yeah, he struck out who to end the game? Brian Reynolds. I mean, that is a superstar in Pittsburgh, but nobody outside of Pittsburgh knows him. You should at least know that he's a pirate while he's standing up there.
You should know his name.
And what his porno choices are, according to Mark Crotty.
Some of the suggestions, too, on like how to improve the product. We should get back. I mean, two DHs.
Yeah. You know what?
Legalized steroids.
Nine DHs, dude.
I'll clip mitts.
Yeah, I'll clip it. Smaller mitts. I really enjoy that.
No mitts. That's how a real man plays.
It's like the no helmet thing in football. It really is the modern version.
Let's go through and save some of
these. I'll save some of these.
Because it's... Just the range of suggestions, I think, speaks to the potentially drastic nature of, hey, if you really want to figure out a way to inject some offense, you've got to at least consider some radical things, because the pitching that was on display, it's too good. It's just simply
especially in that
too good
format with one inning and everybody going max velocity and Max Crawford.
We're going to be in front of a lot of Cubs people on the show next Tuesday. Let's put this in their ear. I'm like, hey, is it too hard to hit? What the hell do you do here?
I'm going to bet the hitters say yes and the pitchers say no.
Yeah, that's probably well. All right, fine. Yeah. Don't tune in. By the way,
no, we'll ask people in charge.
You could ask Ron Coomer when you meet him 7 to 8:30 this Friday at his restaurant, Coom's Corner in Lockport. Coom will meet fans, sign autographs, give away memorabilia, and more. It's all brought to you by BetMGM, the king of sports books. What the hell is Mike Florio saying about Caleb Williams' contract? Next on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.